important do you think it is to develop more wholesome actions, i.e. the first of the four, in order to progress with the fourth one?
I would say incredibly important. The Buddha is really, there's a sutta, I can't remember where it is. Because then, like, wholesome action is oftentimes sort of seen, punya, is in English, it has this lame translation as merit. But punya is, and the Buddha is quite adamant, is, you know, bhikkhus, do not be afraid of punya. Punya is another word for happiness. And so that the laying the foundations of happiness within the mind with action that is blameless is opens up the path. In the same way that the other day I talked about was the cascade of well-being. The well-being cascade of, you know, starting from pamoja of delight, and then going to piti, joy, and going to pasati, tranquility, to sukha, happiness, and happiness leading to samadhi. And the Buddha being quite blunt and sort of saying the happy mind is easily concentrated, easily settles in samadhi. And then it's with that samadhi that there is the knowledge and vision of the way things truly are, yatha bhuta jnana dasa. So attending to the things that bring happiness and ease into the mind is not just some frivolous indulgence. It's really important. Learning how to do that with say a Dhamma skill, the skillfulness of the Dhamma, as opposed to the Magandhya's way.